Long past the hour for quitting labour, amid the smoke-filled haze of the south gate, the after-lodge crew continues to linger in the rubbish of the temple, under the watchful eyes of Right Worshipful Grand Censor Bob. Not recognised nor endorsed by any grand or subordinate lodge of regular masons, irregular masons, co-masons, Canadian masons, or internet wannabe masons, they banter on as always. Puffing cigars, drinking stale coffee, making terrible jokes, studying agency law, spreading the intemperance and excesses of digital masonry, and generally disappointing all 7 of their podcast subscribers. Do yourself a favour and stop listening now. Only trolls and masochists dare to eavesdrop upon this After Lodge banter.
Welcome to episode 314 of the After Lodge podcast. This is After Lodge Harlan, Freemason influencer extraordinaire. Yeah, I'm starting a new career. So if you guys could go ahead and
click that subscribe button,
go ahead and head over to my Patreon. I got some affiliate links that we're going to talk about here in the show. We're going to do some product reviews. It's going to be a good time. To assist me with that is everybody's longtime favorite worship list producer, Bruce.
I got a product you can review, brother.
Is it that is that Sleep Number mattress? Because
it's a test jacuzzi.
Those are right. The ball koozie.
I just figured to save him time from having to cut the entire thing, I just wouldn't say it.
That's gonna be good. We're getting that influencer money, and I guess like Fratline's gonna be paying us.
Yeah, no, that one's still trending, so all good.
Yeah,
gotta get that blue dot.
There we go. Wait, no, don't get to pay for that now.
Do you?
Only on Twitter.
Sir John, the reason you have to pay for verification on Twitter is also this.
That stuff looks fair.
And we have Chuck in from the grotto.
Tonight's card is the Tower, because Harlan's giant shaft is currently shooting lightning bolts.
Yeah. Yep.
Wrong on all accounts, but
on that note, if
did he look at that card ahead of time, or was he just going to say that regardless?
No, I had no idea that was coming.
That's what she said.
Aha! All right. That hits a little too close to home, brother. Anyway, if you're interested in the grotto and you turn in your petition to your local grotto in the next 48 hours, use offer code AFTERLODGE to get your first 2 weeks of dues free.
Who are we making fun of right now?
I don't know.
YouTube? Sir Jamie.
Society? Yes, sir.
Tell us about Canada.
Well, after Chuck's comment, all I can think about is a large circumcised penis and lightning coming out of the end of it. So you've just broke my brain completely. But hey,
kind of gives a new meaning to that painting of God and Adam, right, with the fingertips and
it does. Yeah.
Jamie has had at least 3 marijuanas today.
3 marijuana. How are you standing up?
He's not.
Wait. Is that 3? Because that's closer.
I can't tell.
Wow.
I've never really been able to count marijuanas effectively.
No, it's hard to count the marijuanas. Yeah. It is.
Now, Jamie, there's one behind you. Oh, that's no other side. Maybe that's not it. I don't know. I'm not a botanist.
That is not a marijuana.
So
none of my plants worked out. It was a bad, bad thing.
Because you lit them all on fire and inhaled them, Jamie.
Yes, that may have had something to do with this.
In true After Lodge fashion, it is now May, and that means that the fair is coming. Except not like it normally does, because we're kind of out of that business. But we're going to have a booth, and we're going to be in that booth, and we're going to be not recruiting, but doing good PR and hyping our sponsors in person. So
on a scale of 1 to gonna get up, how up is your fair gonna be because the dipshit townies are now running it?
Oh, so there's, you may not remember from show history, there's 2 fairs. So there's the one in our city, and then there's like the county one, the big one. We gave up the one in our little city because we were focused on the big county one and just didn't have the bandwidth.
Yeah,
we had that's the one we walked away from, and that one's going to be an epic train wreck. That's Independence Day. No idea what's happening there. This is our local, like, city thing, it's been fine. We just, now that we're not doing the other one and we have the bandwidth, thought, you know, even if we're not running it, we should probably be there. Like, we're a prominent organization in our little community. Like, we're one of those towns where the Masons are, everybody knows who we are.
You can have the banner over your booth that just says complaint department, so they know exactly where to.
Nope.
Not this year.
It's gonna say Pennsylvania Freemasons on it, and I'm gonna try to police and make sure that nobody's stumbling drunk while they're sitting in it. Which may not sound like a hard task, but it's gonna be a full time job.
That's why we have a rotation. See, guys, there's an area in the front.
Yes.
Where the Masons talk to the public, where anybody can just walk up and talk to somebody. And there's an area in the back where other people sit, and sometimes the people rotate, people from the back go around. It's honestly, the gazebo is like a circle, so it kind of works out well.
Circling goes well with the guys who are drunk and everything spinning around.
Exactly.
So when we used to have enough people to both run the event and a booth, like the booth was actually like so there's the banner in the back of the canopy. And then behind the banner are the people that we don't want the public seeing. And yeah, play merry-go-round. So that's, we've been trying to plan on that. Our master decided to leave town while we're doing that. So guess who is trying to wrangle the cats? Yeah, he decided he was going to Disney World or some nonsense. So
there he goes.
Now I'm wrangling the cats.
Wow.
Other than that, and trying to stay the hell out of Texas and failing, not a lot going on in my part of masonry right this moment.
There's not a whole lot of reasons to go to Texas right now, unfortunately.
Money.
Yeah, it's Texas.
It's the only reason I go. Well, money and Brother Mike. Still love you, Mike. You got to give me a call. We'll hang out. I've been down there a few times and haven't called you. Please don't shoot me.
So in Masonic news, I got my grotto kit today for our charity where we hand out toothbrushes to raise money. For those Masons who don't know, the grotto charity is raising money to fix the teeth of special needs children. Hmm. So they sent me the kit today. Got two smocks with everything on it, a bunch of posters, 500 toothbrushes, stickers, beer koozies, all kinds of stuff. Because around where I am in Connecticut, because I've been outed a long time ago, thanks the fourth, we do a lot of events in the summertime. So we're going to be there and people come buy chickens for our chicken barbecue, which at my lodge, that's next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, chicken barbecues, where you get your half pterodactyl. And we'll be shaking people down for more money for charity.
For likes.
Grand Chapter Council for Connecticut is next Friday, Saturday. I'll be there for that because I have to be. Our friend Sean Gardner will probably be there.
Can't confirm.
I can't confirm either.
There's his invitation and demand for presents.
Well, that'll help when this is posted in October.
A summons.
Oh, right.
So
right. It's a summons. He'll get it by this time next year and know he still has to be there.
Yeah. So, and then otherwise, just doing the paperwork for. So, fun fact. When you want to make a grotto, you don't have to be members of the grotto to start it. You just be 25 members of the grotto, 25 master masons. Because if you're already a member of a grotto, which we did because we were dumb.
Make sure you use charter code after lodge.
You then have to resubmit another petition with your chartering paperwork. So I have guys who are like lawyers and accountants. And how do I sign a petition for a body that doesn't exist yet? Just sign it. Just fill it out, for God's sakes. I'm not going to sit there and argue Supreme Grotto jurisprudence with you. Just sign the paperwork like they said. It's a. I made a digital fillable PDF. Just fill it out and send it to me. And they're like, but I can't sign it. I'm like, you can sign it digitally. But that's not a signature. Fine. So I'm going to have like a stack of, they're all filled out. Just sign here, please. Next. You. Next. 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 Fees. Fees. Thank you. Please. Come on. Here we go.
I mean, so if everybody's comfortable with it, that's a digital signature is fine, but if they don't want to do it, then...
I've never met so many people who don't understand how you can do that.
You know, Bruce, patron of the show who never owned a computer or heard a podcast, but was still our hero, Captain America, was very big into the local grotto here. And he was so old that I'm pretty sure he probably started the chapter. And I bet he didn't have these kind of problems. I bet when he said sign the paper, people just signed the paper. And then
probably because they were all already there.
True.
They'll be there tomorrow night because we're going to vote the bylaws.
Love some bylaws. That's
my well, the nice thing about the initial bylaws, it's like, here, here's your bylaws. Fill in the blanks, i.e. your dues, where you're meeting, when you're meeting, etc. Everything else you want to change, do it after the fact. And there's some guys like, well, we got to change the stuff. Like, no. They just said, do this, and your first meeting, once you have a charter, then you have a bylaws committee, and you do what you want to do. Because this way, it just goes to, it pretty much just goes straight through jurisprudence because you're not changing anything, and they don't have to argue about anything. I hate being on the bylaws committee for my one body I'm in.
I'm on the bylaws committee for like everything I do, Masonic or not, because I love bylaws and everybody knows I love it. And that's why they must keep just assuming that I'm going to be on the bylaws committee.
See, I just keep getting assigned to it because I'm a bad person. And it's
plus getting pigeonholed, Harlan, because you're a lawyer that people want you involved in laws.
So yeah, so lawyers are actually worse for bylaws committees because they just want to sit there and
argue. Possibility that could get you wrong.
I know lawyers who want to sit there and argue with like Scottish Rite or Shrine or whatever jurisprudence, and my reply or Grand Lodge, and I'm like, cool, you want to go have that fight. You're not doing it here. You go pick that fight with them and get back to me and see how that goes. Like, I'm not here for your mental masturbation.
Bruce is on our bylaws committee.
Let me tell you a secret, Chuck. What you want to do is you want to have a lawyer in charge of the bylaws committee. Then they do all that bullshit already, and they don't have to argue with somebody. And the rest of Lodge is like, yeah, whatever. That didn't actually do anything. You just changed some words around. And then the lawyer's happy. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, we but the lawyers that I know don't want to make anybody happy, and they don't want to be in charge or actually do anything.
We had a lawyer on our bylaws committee who got into it with Grand Lodge on a few occasions. Mm-hmm. Our lodge always ends up right.
Is he a good lawyer or a bad lawyer?
Yeah, hey, there you go. Yeah, see?
There's a big question mark there, man.
No,
that is a big sliding scale between name drops
the right people in correspondence with the Grand Lodge and kind of works that way.
Boo.
He's all right. I'm a state jurisprudence chair. I have absolutely no sympathy for any one of you.
Well, again, you volunteered for that, John. I didn't volunteer for this. I got voluntold.
No, there's a lot of voluntolding these days.
Oh.
Well, I guess under my lodge's bylaws, I volunteered because our bylaws say that if you suggest that we do something, you're the chair of doing that something. So when I said, hey, we need to update our bylaws, well, there I was. Tried to get someone else to point it out. Nobody would. I got a call from speaking of chairing things by suggesting we do it, another one of those restaurant service companies today trying to sell us stuff, Bruce. And okay. I haven't told anybody because I'm afraid if I mention anything about food service things like fish fries and breakfasts, I'll either get skewered or put in charge of it. So I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Neither of those options are good.
I don't. What do they want? I don't understand.
They want to give us a bunch of demos of stuff like the utensil dispensers, and I don't know. I told the guy we're just out of that business.
Yeah, I don't think we're in the market for any of that right now.
So that's fun. Oh, also joined a cult this week. So
that's well. Funny.
I think
masonry is one, and we're already.
This one's worse. This one's like a cult where people wear turtleneck shirts and blue jeans. And
did you join PTA for Jesus?
Jews for Jesus.
No,
I wasn't even going to go there, but
I got an iPhone, and I feel
you stupid fool
about it. Oh, it's better than that, but I can't show you because, well, maybe I can. But then I had to go a step further.
Did you go to the Mac?
Do this thing here. So,
yeah. See, and that's what it's all about, though. And once they get you with the phone, you have to go to a Mac.
So I haven't got the watch.
It's double sell.
The watch comes with the, I think that's the third degree of initiation.
Yeah.
I think and it comes right before your official black turtleneck and glasses. And
that's why I gave up my Mac laptop. I wanted to make sure I didn't get my.
Once you get the watch too, you're a full Jobonian.
There's a long story behind that. I agonized about it since like January about what I was gonna do for some infrastructure changes with my business, and I knew that Apple was the right answer after about the first 3 days of research, and I spent the next like 5 months trying to disprove myself from every angle possible, but ultimately I just had to do it. So, and then my brother, who's like the big Apple guy now, was, you know, like one of us. And then this is the thing they do. Like, what's an apple? And it tastes so good, and you feel so dirty afterwards. It's whatever. I don't actually have.
That's beyond what she said.
Okay, so Harley,
all I heard was Matt.
Beyond the sheer amount of money, that's the sound of the money coming out of my sheep ass.
I know.
That went into this. Because this is a MacBook Pro here. Like the 14.
Right, because you can't get it.
And yeah.
You got a mortgage payment sitting on your desk.
Sort of. But it did make financial sense, believe it or not, for what I'm trying to do. I'm not going to get into all the particulars other than no.
Describe his OnlyFans.
That's how you justified it.
No, dear audience, that this decision was agonized over, and I really tried to find other options to make what I'm trying to do work.
That's what she said.
So, but that's also why you can help sponsor Harlan's new MacBook by going to Fratline Emblematics and using offer code AfterLodge. Also, for every 10 cases of Canada Dry 10, you'll get a free toothbrush. And
I thought we liked Fratline.
We do.
I'm about to say, like,
there's no offer code AfterLodge, but please don't tell Sean that, like.
Well, I'm gonna buy a bunch of presents. I might tell him
honor guard regalia from him. Don't
you should do it though. You should.
I'm gonna do it.
You, Chuck, when you order those fezzes, you should like put in offer code after lodge.
I'm gonna do that because
I want my 10% discount because Harlan said so.
Because Harlan said so.
I've talked to him. He already doesn't like either of us. So, I mean,
Sean likes me, I think, or maybe
he likes you the same way you like me.
Okay. Well, then you're a host, buddy. Don't mention the show. You'll get your fezzes, but they'll be like molded or something.
I gotta buy a freaking blingy ass monarch fez. Oh, speaking of fezzes. So I got turned on to this. There's this guy who claims to be a Mason out of Pakistan.
Okay.
Who offered to like
I like where this is going.
So this is a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, actually.
You know, you're a long time.
When I first talked to him, he's like, oh, hey.
That's Indian. Accidental racism is my thing, John.
No, no, he's actually from that place, Pakistan.
Wait, he's Indian?
I'm going to keep my cums myself. So.
What is happening?
Harlan's being the racist one for once.
Somebody did an Indian accent talking about a guy from Pakistan.
I'm not doing an Indian accent.
I was pointing out that accidental racism is my thing.
I wasn't doing an accent. So,
I did it, and Harlan's losing his mind, except for the fact that
he gave me an initial quote, because I knew some guys who got some of their jeweled shrine fezzes from him, because not just the lead time of like 30 days, but the price was like, you know, a third of the price. So I talked to this individual for grotto fezzes. And I'm like, okay, hey, oh, I can make this many in a month. I just need a month's notice and they'll be this price. I'm like, well, that's a good price. And 30 days, hey, great. Well, I go place. Back to him like a couple weeks later. Hey, I need the formal quote because I'm going to be ordering a whole bunch of them from you. He goes, yeah, they're $85 a pop, which makes them the same price as Fratlines, which everything in Fratlines is made in America. However, your Monarch Fez will be this price. But if you buy at least 50 Fezzes, I'll give you a $20 discount. And I'm like,
per fez?
No.
You get a better deal than that with offer code After Lodge.
For the Monarch Fez only. Like, I'm like, you are the same price. And I was like, I'm like, what the hell? He's like, supply and demand. I'm like, cool. So I'm not buying my shit from you. We'll buy this from Fratliner Lasco, and you can go f yourself. Cause oh man, if I buy, so you're telling me if I give you like 7 years salary where you're from,
with the accent,
at least you can recognize it now, Harlan.
Off my oh, thank
you're getting
you.
Better. Chuck isn't, but you are.
I'm just trying to hold it in.
I looked up the exchange rate, folks. That's about right. And the cost of living where this guy's from, that's about right.
Be that as it may, the
reality of it doesn't make it any less bad.
The After Lodge Jew is going to remain silent on this whole subject.
You guys all hate reality. I'm sorry.
I've said nothing. I'm sitting back and I'm like, the typhonic
why am I not going with a guy who's based... I know some of these guys. Like, why would I not go with them when your whole play? Like, yeah, but your jeweled fez, you can get cheaper. Yeah, that's not the issue, dude. Like, $300 off my personal fez, hey, that helps me. It $85 versus $30 a fez for 40 plus guys right now. That's a big
I could throw the one out there just to go real with it. Have you seen the quality of the actual work you're expecting anyway? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what you're going to get?
So for the jeweled fezzes I did, and then I did see the their fezzes for the general guys. They're shite. This was after this. So I saw what their fezzes looked like after the fact. Mm. Like the jeweled all blingy, all that. They look fine. But the other ones,
the regular,
complete shite.
So good thing you didn't go with
them. Seriously though, call Fratline, tell them the After Lodge guy sent you. We don't get any money, but we actually like them. So, yeah.
He's probably where my jeweled fez is coming from.
Because Canada Dry won't.
The folks at Fratline will take good care of you. Folks at Canada Dry will as well.
And hell,
they don't recognize who we are.
Care of me, and I give them the After Lodge thing, I'll hook them up with some actual Connecticut chain tobacco cigars.
There we go. We kind of trying to break away from Canada Dry after we found out that they're not actually Canadian.
And it's not actually dry, and that's mainly because... Oh, shit, dude. Alcoholic Mountain Dew is made to Connecticut. This shit is fantastic.
Canada Dry is... Was it at any point made in Canada? I don't think so.
I don't know. Did you guys hear what I said? Alcoholic Mountain Dew.
Off the I did. Show. I'm just trying not to.
It's fantastic.
Do you understand that that's like, isn't that like really hurt on
I
the
I try
heart?
Not to mix it, uppers.
No, there's no caffeine in it. It took the caffeine out. But it is. They also have like now actual Coca-Cola brand Jack and Coke. No, there is one problem with these things. I have to have them down in my basement, my beer fridge, and I'm going to put a lock on it because.
You have no self-control?
No, because I have an almost 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old. Yeah. And the cans look just the same.
Oh.
Okay, that's a concern.
That's more.
So the alcoholic Sunny D is like in seltzer cans. But the alcoholic Coca-Cola, it's like a Coke can.
Well, I'm more concerned about the Mountain Dew. Like you gotta teach your kids not to mix uppers and downers. Otherwise, they'll put meth in with their heroin, and it's just
how you damage your heart, kids.
Neither of the two things, the Coca-Cola and the Mountain Dew, don't have caffeine in them. But the thing is, like the can.
Me who had Irish coffee.
If it was in my fridge, and I'm just like I'm like get up in the morning at 5:30, just grabbing like oh that's a can, No, it also can't be there in because I might just grab a thing like that is not Coca-Cola at work.
Yeah, and then you I show up to work fired. Smelling like a distillery.
Excellent. Get but fired.
Thing I work in a distillery.
When you work in a distillery, that's fine to smell like one.
You know, I've found that when you work in a distillery, it's even more frowned upon to show up smelling like a distillery.
You know, it's like you're not allowed to, you know, show up that you've used the product of the company or a competitor. That's definitely.
But doesn't that mean showing up is like you know if you're showing up that way you're not likely to drink it while you're there. You're already fucked up, and you didn't drink theirs. It's stuff you bought somewhere and drank.
Quality control, Jim. Like
never. First rule: never try your own product.
Exactly. So you just show up to work up. It's fine.
And free legal advice. Don't show up to work up.
I'm not saying you should. I'm making a hypothetical situation.
Unless your union contract allows it.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're a milkman, maybe you can get away with that kind of stuff. But for everyone else.
Oh, I couldn't. No. Jesus. People would get hurt if I did that.
What?
If I showed up to work, people would get hurt if I did that.
I mean, the King's Mail might end up going to the wrong place, and there could be some serious scandal involved.
No, I could lose a finger because I'd stick it somewhere in the machine that I'm running in.
Oh, hey, Jamie, so how much do you think that every lodge in Canada had to spend shelled out to get out a new portrait of the King?
I would guess a ridiculous amount of money, somewhere in the range of $8,000 to $13,000.
For the entire each? State country?
That's a each.
Randomly specific each? Guess. Have you had lodge? This conversation with somebody before? Wait, each I lodge? No
I have no idea. I'm just throwing a weird number out there.
I thought there's just like cheap prints that you guys get
you
from
said,
like Canadian
you said lodge. Guess. You said guess.
You know what? Actually,
I said guess.
I thought the royalty just sent out a picture of himself to every household who, you know.
Yeah,
so. Lodges that don't have a good portrait of the king yet, go ahead and call Fratline, and I'm sure that he can find you a nice portrait of the king.
He's going to have to make it, because I've seen the pictures, and there is a portrait.
So ridiculous. Was it like 10 cents a piece or so? Like, were they just like a printed piece of paper?
I don't... I'm sure they're nice. I was thinking like $100 print nice, not like actual oil canvas expensive.
Hand painted every one of them.
I mean,
I had no idea.
The thing is,
not like it's George Washington. Come
the
on.
Plus is with the Queen.
We never have to.
When you guys got that print, you just got your damn money's worth because she lived for never.
Well, no, because American lodges have our portraits of George Washington. We got our money's worth.
Yeah,
that guy's living forever.
He's still alive. I actually went to a lodge that was Lafayette. They did not have a portrait of George Washington. They had a portrait of Lafayette in there. The only time I've actually seen a portrait of Lafayette in the lodge.
Is this some Scottish Rite Louisiana bullshit?
No, I mean,
we have a lodge here that has. It's got both. It's got the
If you look in the U.S., the number one names for lodges in the United States, you got Saints John. You've got Hiram.
Right. You got
Washington.
Right.
Solomon.
Franklin.
So there's a Solomon's Lodge in every state.
It pretty much is. But Lafayette, like, he's like neck and neck with George Washington, especially in the 13 original. Because, you know, he was kind of a big deal in reality.
So what? I don't know who Lafayette is to be.
Marquis de Lafayette?
Mason out of France, who was a big old friend. His wife made George Washington his Masonic apron.
Tell you what. Go watch the Hamilton musical. Learn a little bit of American history. And also, just take how big of a badass Lafayette is in that musical. Multiply that by about 10, and that's like the real life.
Yeah, Lafayette was such a badass that when he went back to France and the revolution happened, Robespierre, like, didn't even attempt to cut off his head. And he cut off everyone's head, including his own.
Yeah, he was a very well respected dude. Like, this whole thing about Americans making fun of France and blah blah blah, that's kind of a post World War I thing. Prior to that, France had a good reputation amongst Americans, and it was mostly because of Lafayette. Like, that's the country that produced that guy. They're badasses. With, you know, kind of pansy-looking uniforms, but that doesn't matter.
At least they weren't wearing fancy boots.
I don't know. Did they? Sure, they did. French just like to do everything in style. It's like it's been a French culture thing forever.
Yeah, and drinking wine.
We could probably learn a thing or two, actually, from
probably having a sense.
I feel like it detracts from a lot. Style.
Well,
it.
Yeah, but French.
Not if you're French.
I guess it depends on what you admire in a person. Right. No, if you're French, you appreciate it, sure.
I wonder if that's the source of like all the French British bickering over the centuries was, you have no sense of style. You ruin everything.
Smells their own farts and they're like,
I am perfumey.
Magnifique.
You boil chicken.
I boil chicken.
That British legacy going over there. That's what that
boil
is.
Bones to make a stock, but boiled chicken is not so great. Unless it's
I was just kind of referring to the blandness of British cuisine generally.
Oh my God. Yeah, it is. It's very true. Like, and when you grow up eating just like meat and potatoes and basic food, when you start to try stuff from other places that has flavor, your world changes, man. It really, really does.
Well, they tried to find a route to India for the spices and wound up here instead. So
they got corn.
They got corn. And maize. They got maize.
They came back with maize. Actually. No spices, though.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah. Hey, if you throw this stuff in the fire, some magic happens.
Have this starchy, sugary treat-ish. Yeah. Kind of. Maybe. Wonderful stuff to bring home.
Oh, and tobacco.
We
introduced tobacco to Europe too. That's
right. The natives here had tobacco. Europe, yeah, that's right. And see, tobacco today has turned into a horrible, horrible substance that is covered in preservatives and flavor things and cancer-causing agents, which back then, I'm guessing, it probably wasn't as bad as it is now.
I don't know that it was good, but yeah, it's probably not as bad. Yeah. Certainly wasn't chemically engineered to be more addictive.
Well, see, and that's the thing, right? When you start messing with things, even me and my marijuanas, to a degree, it, like, what originally was potato small chips compared to what it is now, you know, but it's still not covered with, like, they, anyway, yeah. Grown inside, there's not herbicides and all this jazz put on it, which is one of the differences.
Are you doing hydroponics at home, Jamie?
No. But what I buy is done hydroponically. So
I was curious. I've been
contemplating. I'd like to.
Hydroponics for other purposes. I am not interested in marijuanas.
Right. But it can, you can grow lots of stuff that way. Yeah. And I've looked into it and I was going to do it. But I can't do it. I have to change my home insurance to do it.
Your home insurance?
Yeah.
Because of the lights?
Yeah, there's a clause in mine for UV lights or indoor growing. So I can't have
it. Here, I'm just worried that the police will just start showing up casually trying to check out what's going on.
At your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have to worry about that stuff. Yeah, see, I wouldn't have to worry about that stuff because it's legal to do so.
Well, and because your government doesn't just go on fishing expeditions because somebody uses too much electricity.
They're not worried about the marijuana people right now. They're more worried about the trans people.
Us too. That's our whole presidential election is going to be about what people do with their genitals.
Yeah.
air, warning.
I'm stopping there. That's all I'm saying.
Bad Harlan.
That's what we've devolved to, Chuck. I don't like it. I vote third party.
We actually have some Masonic weirdness going on.
Does it involve genitals?
I mean,
do you want it to?
You do you, Harlan.
No.
When you do your genitals after I say this, is
no,
up to
we
you.
Got the safety warning. We're trying to divert down a different path.
So,
politics with genitals is probably safer than masonry with genitals. So, go.
The
old man genitals.
The conference of, and I'm probably going to screw this up because I don't have.
Who's got the wrinkliest ball sack?
You guys in your resonant bags. The Conference of Grandmasters of Prince Hall in the U.S. have pretty much all like kicked out Louisiana. Apparently, the Grand Most Worshipful Grand Lodge of Prince Hall out of Louisiana was chartering lodges in like Texas and other places.
Oh,
and
you know what? I visited a Prince Hall Lodge recently, and they were reading a resolution from the Grand Master reminding them about regular and irregular lodges, and it kind of went over my head, but I wonder if these are related.
So, yeah, there's like a big, it pretty big. It was, due to, the Conference of Grandmasters of Prince Hall Masons have pretty much said Louisiana's no bueno.
Wow.
Because they were chartering lodges in other jurisdictions, as in like Texas.
Is the Grand Lodge of Louisiana tangled up in that whole new Scottish Rite spinoff that we got the Statement of Union or whatever with the Scottish Rite bodies to sign against? Like, is that all that same area?
I don't know. I can't comment on that. I just, my understanding of the thing of union was that the Northern Jurisdiction, Southern Jurisdiction, and then the Northern Jurisdiction, Southern Jurisdiction, Prince Hall were like, hey, We're not fighting. We're all brothers.
But so, those guys.
So, but Louisiana, whatever. So, my understanding is that Louisiana was chartering lodges in Texas, Oklahoma, some other, maybe again. I'm.
Yep.
in other jurisdictions, and it kind of pissed everyone off, which
rightfully so.
When you charter lodges in other jurisdictions where there's other grand lodges, they tend to get mad. Especially maybe. If Prince Hall doesn't exist, because certain states are like, hey, we don't care about that thing.
I've heard that territorial exclusivity is more of a like American fixation.
Oh, no, because that's happened in Europe too. Where?
Well, like
the Grand Lodge of New York and Scotland got into it at some point, because the Grand Lodge of New York chartered something someplace else. Like it's
that, and they just mended fences apparently last month or March,
and that was years.
So hold on, I got a question for you. Can, instead of Blue Lodge, go to Shrine for a second. So my Shrine Club is under Filet Shriners, which that goes across two provinces. So do you have any larger organization of the Shriner that goes across multiple states?
I mean, yeah, Shriners are not actual ones of the Shrines, period, end of subject. So they determine your jurisdiction. Like,
okay, right on.
That's
something I don't know, because I'm just
new to the boat. I can say for Commandery that Massachusetts and Rhode Island are one jurisdiction.
Okay. Very small states, though, right?
They're still their own states for Blue Lodge for now, but because they came out of Massachusetts, Rhode Island merged back in with just because of population and size and stuff. Chartering lodges in other jurisdictions, a grand lodge that you recognize, that's never going to end well for you.
No.
Like, it's one thing if you like, well, that place right there, they're all irregular Masons. We don't recognize them. So, blah, we're going to open it. That's one thing. But when you go like, hey, Grand Lodge of Pennsylvania is going to open up, Western Pennsylvania is going to open up a lodge in the Grand Lodge of Ohio. Grand Lodge, I was going to, the f*** you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing of weirdness coming out of Masonic interwebs.
That is kind of weirdness, because, yeah. I don't, like, why would you think you could do that without any repercussion?
You got the Grand Master of DC who's suspending guys because of socks.
Right. So then going and trying to get, or not trying to, succeeding in creating or chartering lodges in places that aren't under your jurisdiction, it doesn't make sense to even, I mean, all you're doing is taking dues that belong somewhere else.
It's a money thing. They want their tithe and blah, blah, blah. This area is not. And there was a time period where that kind of jurisdiction wasn't enforced as much around, say, state lines in the U.S. because of pre-internet, all that stuff. But nowadays, it's kind of like, you actually need to probably, and I'm a border town, right? Like Massachusetts, like it's right there. So if a guy from Massachusetts wants to join my lodge, he can. We just have to get permission from Massachusetts to release him.
And that's right. Even if he's not even part of, the lodge in Massachusetts, right? You still need to get permission.
Yes. Damn right.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Nope.
That one makes me go.
I mean, that's where he lives.
Yeah, it's where he lives. And also, it wasn't that long. Like, we're talking 2007, 2006, 2007, where and this is true in a lot of jurisdictions, based on where you live in the state, certain lodges own you if you want to join Masonry.
That's rough.
Now, they got rid of that.
Also, we still are thinking about all the scenarios. It's entirely possible this guy was a Mason in that state and got kicked out.
Right.
And you would have no way of knowing that unless you talked to Lodge.
Yeah. That's the only thing you'd have to ask them about. But I didn't figure that.
But
anyway, yeah.
There was one point where if you want to join Masonry and you want to join a lodge that, you lived in my town and you want to join the lodge in the next town over. Because, your dad was a member of that lodge or you knew guys there, you'd have to get permission to join that lodge. And they got rid of that about roughly 10, 15 years ago.
But art.
And they did that. But the problem was the lodges that pushed for that did so because they're the poachers. They're the lodge that does the invite a friend to Masonry night and wants guys from all the lodges in the district to bring guys to their lodge to be introduced to Freemasonry as opposed to just going to the lodge that if I had a friend who was joining Masonry, I'm not going to take him to another lodge in their town. I'm going to bring him to my lodge. Why am I bringing him here? And that's because there are certain lodges in areas that they just like to poach.
I mean, I would at least partially disagree, Chuck. I would encourage the guy to check out other lodges maybe in his area. Yeah. And I mean, surely he's not going to get, if he's your friend, he's not going to be enticed to join one of these other lodges more than yours, but.
Yeah, however, another lodge not that be offering a bring a friend to lodge night at their lodge.
Well, that's, and you know, we haven't done that, but we've poached a lot of people in a sense.
At my lodge. If you poach guys after they're Masons and they're a Mason in good standing, they want to break the rights of a Master Mason to do what they want to do, they can come and do that stuff, but. When you say go to a district function and you advertise, we're doing a bring a friend to Mason night, come to our lodge. That's different. The meal's free.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's my point.
Are these people just joined after coming to our lodge during COVID when all the other lodges weren't open and just decided to
different,
keep coming?
Different.
Yeah.
But
that's part of going to different lodges too. You might find that there's something.
Well, that was actually one of the reasons why I started putting the grotto together was because I was like, well, worst case scenario, best case scenario, we get a bunch of guys from the lodges. We actually, because we're mainly younger guys, we talk, and we come up with good ideas, we take them back to our own lodge. We improve things. And worst case scenario, guys go, my lodge sucks. This lodge doesn't suck. I'm going there. Instead of just going NPD.
And then adding another person to your lodge that's got the same mindset and the same, yeah.
Again, I'd rather a brother find a lodge that, and whether it's my lodge or not, he comes to the grotto, that lodge is better than my lodge. Maybe you could take ideas back. That's the goal. But I'd rather him stay in Masonry.
Yeah.
And go to another lodge.
Mesh is better with the brothers in the other lodge. Go to the other lodge.
Demit and go nowhere. And again, I'm weird. I'm on my third Masonic lodge, so.
Yeah, it's. And you can't fit everywhere, right? Not everybody fits everywhere. I know.
Not to you, Chuck.
I've heard that a few times. You know, you're not sticking that there. That's too big to fit. Yeah, I've heard that a couple times.
You were the only one talking.
I know.
It looks like a hot dog in the hallway. I mean, what? Mm.
Yeah. Well, the only man that brags is the man who doesn't have, you know.
Harlan, I think we've hit that point.
I was just getting ready to say that. Well,
of this, so out of this hour and 20-ish minutes show that we've recorded, Harlan's going to be able to post about a whopping 7 minutes.
Well, I mean, if we only posted November. The things that we should post, we, well.
Y'all started cussing a little early. Normally we wait till like a third of the way, halfway through the show to start dropping F-bombs. Chuck did it like 5 minutes into the episode.
I apologize for mine. Harlan, I do apologize for your editing time.
Well, I have to like listen super close for Jamie's. He has a way of cursing that like you don't.
It's
you don't notice
like when a baby does it. It's just cute. You don't hear it as a curse.
Yeah.
But see, that's it. Just let it go, because nobody else will either.
Hold on,
just go
Chris.
Through and
nobody else will curse. How about this, Chris? Bless your heart.
Get out.
Bless you. Good day, sir. Good day.
Love you too, brother.
For listening to episode 314 of the After Lodge podcast. You can find the show notes for this or any previously published episode at www.afterlodge.com. Subscriptions to the After Lodge podcast are 10% off now until next week. Hang out with us on IRC at irc.snoonet.org/Freemasonry. I think Jamie and Jeff are still there. I have not yet made it back. I don't even know if Max can do IRC. I guess I should find that out. I mean, they can't. Just have to get a client going. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at After Lodge. Shoot us an email at afterlodge@gmail.com. Find Chuck as the King of No Pants on Reddit. Find Bruce on Reddit, and you win the grand prize trip to a location that we'll tell you about when you find him.
Of my choosing.
Ooh. Ooh. Call the police.
Ooh. All right, brothers. We'll see you next time.
Pitter patter.
Later.
Toodles. Bye.